Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Look at that peak, that explosion of sound. What's that mean? That means it's your KC Morning Show. What's going on? My name's Hartzell Peter Sweeney. Peter, what's happening, buddy?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's the beginning of our week. Another Monday fun day here on the KC Morning Show.
Ooh, I like when you say that.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, it's partly cloudy. I do have your real feel for you, though.
Give me that real feel. Break me off, Pete. Break us off.
We're in the low 80s at 9 a.m., but it feels like 85. And as you get into the rest of the day, like, for example, at noon, it's going to feel like 95 and only be 87. That's because there is something we call humidity. Variable clouds with thunderstorms on your Monday, especially during the afternoon hours. So pack an umbrella. A few storms may be severe. And then tonight continues with thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe. So be on the lookout. More thunderstorms in the morning on Tuesday. And it looks like rain the rest of the week. Here and there, you'll be getting sprinkled on. So keep that in mind as you go about your business. If you got to go outside, be ready to get wet.
Ooh, no better way to go outside than if you're looking to get a little wet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Happy Monday!
Wear those rubber boots. Like, pack the rubber boots if you would.
I see what you did there.
No, because rubber resists water, Hartzell.
That's a science, baby.
Yeah. You know, we do play Dr. Fauci a lot on this show, but I know a thing or two about science, especially when I'm reading off of weather.com, so keep that in mind.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
Off there. Oh, my goodness, Pete, I'm dying. Woo, there we go. Let's reset. The COVID got me. Woo, there it is. You hate to see it. Hey, Pete.
The reset button, the classic fix. A lot of people are always like, well, how do I fix this? How do I do this? Just turn it off and turn it back on. That's usually going to do the trick for you.
Oh, boy.
Throw it back to my days of playing Sega Genesis, and that's how I always fixed games. And ever since, it's been the number one fix, and I've carried that with me the rest of my life.
You're supposed to do the whole blowing on the game. That's supposed to be your number one fix. It's the whole, like, remember?
Yeah.
Blowing the cartridge and...
I don't like to blow. I try to do as little blowing as I can, but when the time calls for it, I'm the first and I'm willing to blow as much as I need to.
Well, you're selfish, but you are. You're trying to make it appear like you're a giver, but you're not. You're not. Mm. A giver doesn't let it be known that he or she is a giver. All right. They just give. They just give.
Right. If you want to live, the key is to give. Dave Matthews said that. I know it's not Wednesday, but,
am I about to pull a Dave Matthews clip for this show?
Oh, no, it's if you give, you begin to live.
Oh, what a poser. He didn't even know the words.
It's in a Dave Matthews song. So keep that in mind. Great band, by the way, if you're looking for some new flavor. They're up and coming. They're called the Dave Matthews Band. New album, I would guess, is coming soon. This is a band that tries to release an album every once in a while.
You know, let's... No, I'm gonna humor you. I'll even humor myself. What is C? I'm gonna Google new Dave Matthews album. Anything coming out in 2020? Has anything already come out in 2020?
Well, Dave has had a couple of home sessions where he's taken requests, and they've played him on Sirius XM radio, which has been fantastic. He's like a genius. You know, I don't crash into me. And I'll crash into you. Just think about those words as you're starting your Monday. A little bit dirty for the band's signature song. If you've never really thought about Dave Matthews, Crash Into Me, go back and read the lyrics. It's a filthy song, especially considering that's the band's marquee song, especially to the casual fans.
Hack up your skirt a little more.
Yeah.
Show the world to me.
It's not for kids.
Crash into me. I'm actually kind of nailing that high note today.
Who sings? Who sings that song?
David.
Yeah,
David,
why don't you let him sing it? How about that?
Did I just walk into that? I just walked into that.
How was your weekend, man? You know what? You're just continuing this trend of getting more and more like a celebrity on Instagram. Your posts, your...
Give them what they want, baby.
Your stories.
Give them the old razzle dazzle.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know if you're allowed to say that on the morning show, but...
Hey, this is your fault. I want you to know this is your fault. You know that, right? This is all your fault because you gassed me up on this thing. I was simply weeks ago posting a nice pic of me and m'lady, and you had to coin it as Nipplegate because, you know, because I can't show a little skin. I can't show a little bit. Mm-hmm. Why is it Nipplegate? Just because my nips were flying.
No. It is 2020. I should maybe be a little bit better about that.
Yes, you should. So I'm just going all in on what you said. We posted another picture this weekend because you know what? The lighting was great. And we thought, you know what? Let's post another picture, right? So yeah, is it Nipplegate 2? Maybe.
What point, let me ask you this. Does the audience get nipple fatigue? Because I'd imagine that'll eventually come. I mean.
Oh, man. That happened years ago.
First, you're shocked.
For my account?
Oh. Well, that's the thing. Even before the new lady came around, you were, I mean, it was frequent nipples on, especially when you're in your like post-break workout phase. You wanted your nipples out there. There's no doubt about that. You were showing them off.
Revenge nips is a real thing. All right. And you know, it's a real thing. Dare I say it is important in the breakup phase of one's relationship.
I feel like if I was going through a breakup, my revenge nip phase would be making sure no one sees my nips. Like that would be, cause that's the only way I'm going to find anyone new.
I honestly think that's what your feed is maybe missing the most right now is nips. We need more nips, baby.
There's no doubt about it. I've grown off of it. I mean, I used to be a big Snap guy. I used to like the Instagram. I've grown out of it a little bit. I think the older I get, at least, maybe it's a past 30s thing since you're still in your 20s, but I just don't have the flair or the fever to post on social media as much anymore. I used to have it. I really did enjoy when the story first came out on Snapchat. I used to enjoy making people laugh with it, trying to find funny things for my friends. And now I'm over it. I'm too busy.
I think that you have a real opportunity here, Pete, to freshen up your feed, because honestly, a lot of my social, like the last, 5 months, has just been a lot of boredom. I've had nothing else to do. I've been plugging this show, been plugging some of my side hustles, but honestly, I've just been bored and I want to be told I'm pretty. You know, that's pretty much all this is. So you are still kind of trying to find the normal of what sports is going to be this fall, we're going to talk about that in your sports segment. Hey, sports is still wide up in the air, man. So if you need to do a reboot on your social media accounts and maybe want to give them the actual content that your followers came for, I say, show me some swing tips. Give me some swing slips.
Look, come on.
And we can get into it. I'm just saying you have an opportunity at some real, real potential to really make this feed what you want. You want that blue check mark, huh? You know how I got my blue check mark, baby?
Did you beg for it?
Okay, yes, I also begged, but I also had to give them a quid pro quo. I gave them a little bit of this, they gave me a little bit of that. I give them a little bit of booty, they give me a little bit of clout.
I'm going to take a quote out of our president, number 45, and say there will be no quid pro quo pro. There was no quid pro pro.
Take me to the news, Pete.
It is Monday, August 10th. Let's see what's happening in the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! Woo, let's go! Let's do the news! What's going on? My name's Hartzell. This, your KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney, give me a letter, baby boy.
R.
Peter R. Sweeney. The R stands for your real feel, your real news feel, your real sports feel, your hot, sweaty, passionate, real feel.
Hot and humid.
Hazy, hot and humid.
Triple H.
Oh, time to play the game. Time to play the game! That was well done. I like that one.
You're on one today.
Sports.
I could tell you're certainly on one today.
I got some really good sleep last night. We texted a little bit before I departed to my slumber. I was
slumber, yeah.
I'm feeling like I'm ready to go for a Monday show.
Should have just
feeling like
last
this
night.
Might be the one.
Yeah,
honestly, could have done it last night because I slept so good.
This might be the one. Was that about the show or?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Let's do the news, Pete. Where shall we kick it off? Is there any place in this new crazy age of reality? Is there any place to start? Any place to you, Pete, that makes sense to start our news?
I love talking about coronavirus. So if you have any updates on that, I would love to hear them.
The president sidestepping Congress after negotiations for coronavirus relief bill collapsed.
It was a disappointing meeting.
We did not make any progress today.
Promising today's move will take care of this entire situation.
Through these four actions, my administration will provide immediate and vital relief to Americans struggling in this difficult time.
But the Constitution gives Congress, not the president, control of federal spending. He couldn't say if states had signed on to help fund these benefits. And in the face of legal challenges, suffering Americans like Genevieve Villamora, who owns a restaurant in Washington, D.C., are pleading for help now.
When we lose small businesses, we really lose a lot more than just that one business.
What is what's Trump Daddy gonna be sending us? He gonna send me some cash, some of them Trump bucks? So with stimulus talks with Congress now at an impasse, President Trump over the weekend signed a series of executive orders. Now whether or not these orders are legal is a whole separate question. So we're talking as far as the extra unemployment assistance. We're going from that extra $600 to now what the president said over the weekend is going to be an extra $400 a month. Well, technically, and this is what I feel like this is kind of going underreported. Technically, it's like an extra $300 a month. And then he wants the states to cover the next 100. So yeah, it's going to be 400 in air quotes, but technically it's just 300. And like I said, all these things are super questionable just because like maybe none of it is legal.
I saw shortly after the news came through that they were going to maybe sue the president.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like now, is that some of these states may not be able to afford their portion of the payment. So yeah, some states they're saying may actually have to sue because their budgets are in shambles because of the coronavirus. So what's this mean for everything else? Don't know. When will this money be into effect? Don't know. Does anybody know? Don't know. Don't know. So there's your update, Pete.
We're not even doing the news today. We're doing no news, it sounds like.
Essentially, no news. But this is from, I believe, 41 Action News. They go into a little bit more detail for us.
Those orders cut payroll taxes for employees who make less than $100,000. They stop people from being evicted from their homes, cut interest rates on student loans, and give the jobless an extra $400 a week in unemployment benefits. But President Trump wants states to cover 25% of those costs.
Pete, you see our mayor? Mayor Q, he's been doing some national stuff. I'm telling you, if you're thinking that Mayor Q ain't gonna be running for some kind of national office, then you are putting blinders on, because this man clearly, he's on that track. And he's been doing lots of national press, from gun violence to the coronavirus. He's been everywhere. And he was on, I believe it was Face the Nation just yesterday on Sunday, and had a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
We now go to Kansas City, Missouri, one of 10 areas in the U.S. that the White House Coronavirus Task Force is concerned about. Mayor Quentin Lucas is in Kansas City. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand Dr. Deborah Birx spoke to you on Monday and said Kansas City is a potential hotspot for rising infections, really looking at young people, 20 to 29, as rising in the infection rate. What is fueling this spread?
Well, we're seeing a lot of activity that has been against public health advice, not just people who've congregated in bars and restaurants, but also informal spread, as we've called it in Kansas City. House parties of up to hundreds of people, a lot of backyard parties, and a lot of folks in families and other informal settings that aren't following social distancing rules, aren't wearing masks, and that has helped fuel the spread both here and in the states around us.
And I was curious when we were going to have this conversation again, Pete, because you've seen Twitter and you've seen your own Instagram. I've seen mine. Everybody's out. restaurants, bars, very little social distancing, to put it kindly. And we're at, what, like 50% capacity now for restaurants and bars? And I was curious, like, if we're going to avoid a full shutdown, are we going to have to maybe lower some of these numbers again?
Well, we're at 50% in our restaurants, and we have limited bars. One of the reasons that we have not limited it entirely yet is because we don't just want people going back out into the streets to celebrate. And this is really kind of our summertime challenge, that we have folks that are congregating in large groups already, in some ways informal spread, presenting greater threats because none of these places are following rules. All of them have a large amount of spread, but we are evaluating limiting both restaurants and bar capacity to avoid some of the spikes you saw in places like Houston and Phoenix and in the state of Florida.
And I guess last, but certainly not least, he got real blunt. Mayor Q got real blunt when it came to, you know, what does it take for Kansas City to speed up testing? They say testing is the key, right? Testing, testing, testing. Well, what do you need, Kansas City? Mayor Q said the answer is pretty obvious.
And very quickly, there's a 14-day backlog in testing in your city. How do you fix that?
Money. We need more resources to get more testing, to get faster testing through. That's the biggest challenge, and we're going to continue to see this spread unless we get more testing efficiently for people. So I think money, a solution out of Washington, is key for not just mine, but all American cities.
Mayor Q, y'all! Mayor Q, y'all! Repping that Charlie Hustle pin right there. Shout out to our friends at Charlie Hustle. The branding for that heart, KC, it's just chef kisses. It was brilliant because now, I mean, think how many times you've seen Mayor Q on TV with that thing on. Jason Sudeikis, Paul Rudd, myself, Peter Sweeney, the crew right there.
I mean, anyone Kansas City.
It really just is cool to see, though. It has been nice to be able to, even as I'm in the car, and, you know, granted, not everything that's being said is the most positive, but, you know, when you're listening to NPR and you got the BBC World Service, which is international, and they say, going now to Kansas City, Matt Quentin Lucas on the phone. I'm like, that's
you,
cool.
You're saying you hear the Charlie Hustle heart, is what you're saying, because, I mean, you're talking about Charlie Hustle heart, and then you said it was on the radio, so I was trying to figure that one out.
Well, you just can feel it through your airwaves. You're right.
I have an idea for CH and Pat the Bat. You can send me my royalties, but you've seen the barbecue where you can make the burger and have the burger imprint of like certain logos. Why can't you do the KC heart on like a cheeseburger or something? Maybe cheeseburger is a bad example because you wouldn't want the cheese, so you could see the KC heart on the meat. But yeah, stamp your beef with the KC heart. I mean, this is the Midwest. This is Cowtown, baby.
Stamp your beef with that KC heart. That's that might be our title today, Pete. That might be it. That we're getting tattooed either way.
Well, I always say, if you don't stamp your beef, how do you know it's your beef?
Let's take it to the schools. Independence and Lee Summit, they've now got some of their, I guess, recommendations, guidelines for reopening because, what is today's date, Pete? Is today the 10th? Today's August 10th. Summer's over.
It's December 12th.
Summer, it feels like. And what year is this? Do we know what's happening? Well, Lee Summit, Independence, they're trying to get things back on track. We'll see.
District officials in Lee Summit say schools will welcome back students based on grade levels and intensity of the pandemic. Some grade levels will be virtual, others will be in person until COVID-19 is no longer classified as a pandemic. The first day of class will be September 8th. While students at Lee Summit and most metro districts won't head back to school until September 8th, one local district is an outlier. The Independence School District plans to start in-person class on August 24th, 17 days from now.
Missouri is in the red zone for this coronavirus. And so when I heard that they were going to let students go back to school, my thought as a parent is I'm not going to let my daughter go back to school just because I don't think it's time.
I don't know what I would do. Pete, what would you do in this situation? If you had a little bastard baby, what would you do? You send another little kid to school?
No, it has to be a bastard. I would, yeah. I mean, My mom had a little rule. If there's class ongoing, you're in class. You could have to wear a mask. You could have to wear, I don't even know. If there's school going on and you have to go to school in a cage, my mother would send me. So I got to pass it on to my kids. I remember my grandmother used to give these Bishop holidays after family parties where no one had to go to school on Sundays, and we'd get in the car and my mother would go, "Your ass is going to school." So Yeah, I think I'd send my kid. I would send them with a mask. Yeah, what am I going to do at this point? I don't know. You got to trust the health officials. It seems like it is a little questionable, but at this point, I think at a certain point, you can't hold the kids out of school.
Yeah, your parents were, I think, a little bit tougher than mine. I'll be real. Mine were pretty simple. All I had to do was throw on some baby eyes, give them the old Hartzell haymaker. Yeah. It was over. I was staying home. Me and the twin would be watching Price is Right for that day.
It doesn't surprise me that was the case.
Yeah. Yeah. And I figured you probably saw that one coming a mile away, didn't you? But mother, I think I have a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
I think maybe Bob Barker could maybe ease these symptoms if I just stay home.
I will say, when I was legitimately sick, there was nothing like The Price is Right.
That lineup, man, it was just the best. Price is Right, followed by The Young and the Restless. Oh,
Regis
man.
And Kelly.
Oh, come on.
When I was a kid, some of you youngins won't even know, but Regis and Kathy Lee even. Rest in peace, Reach.
There's that clip in Parks and Rec. Ben goes to his hometown, and he's at the hospital because he's got, like, I think he's got kidney stones, and he's homesick.
I want candy.
What is he on?
Morphine. It's good stuff.
I'm making that speech, and I'm simply going to explain to the crowd that love is everywhere, and they have to surrender to the flow of the universe, you know? Price is Right is on, I think. Oh, you remember staying homesick from school? Watching The Price is Right? Oh, God.
Third grade Hartzell sitting at home. Eating some cereal, watching some Regis.
I almost wonder why The Price is Right was not at a different time. Like, it almost seems like the entire world should be able to watch that show. How do people even at work watch it? Or is it just designed for the older generation who's done with work altogether? The Social Security folks.
The Social Security generation. Let's now go to some let's go to some artwork, huh, Pete? I know you're an artistic man, Peter. I could see your brushstrokes through this Zoom call.
Artsy fartsy is what they call me sometimes.
Well, our friends over at Johnson County, the Johnson County Arts and Heritage Museum, I believe, they've got some art for COVID.
Johnson County Arts and Heritage Center has a new art exhibit all focusing on COVID-19. Local artists have painted art in response to how they have felt during the pandemic. There are more than a dozen pieces people can see. The exhibit is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. It's free to the public.
When was the last time you went to the museum, Pete? Did you go before everything shut down?
Yeah, I'm a big museum guy, as you know.
What's your favorite? Some of your favorite pieces, Pete?
Hmm?
Can you tell me some of your favorite pieces of... I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Oh, yeah.
You came in real pretentious, Pete, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to put you on the spot. No, what's some of your favorite works?
The Shower Low, Water on the Road. I am a big Picasso guy, as you know. Mozart is I'm a fan of Mozart. I do like, if you haven't seen this at the Nelson.
I think Mozart was music, but continue.
The tickling tree. I've enjoyed, you head to the tree and there's a lot of pollen and such, and it may tickle your nose a little bit. That's why they call it the tickling tree. They have a similar to the glass animals. They got the glass maze at the Nels. And yeah, come on.
You stepped on the lead, man. Come on. Shuttlecock swing.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a real arts aficionado over here is the one Peter James Jamal Sweeney. No, what's a good, give me another letter. I got to give you a fancy letter. Peter F. Swing. The F stands for fancy. There it is. Found it.
Pinky up. Yep. Pinky up, giddy up.
Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, waking up this week because he has to make a pick. He's got to pick his VP. And I guess the rumors are everywhere. We've got a whole list of folks. But you
Andrew
know, he did
Cuomo,
say,
baby.
Well, here's the thing. We can't be doing Cuomo because Joe said from Jump Street he wants to have a woman on the ticket. So it looks like this week he's going to be narrowing it down.
Biden, on a bike ride in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, stoking speculation about his pick for vice president.
Yeah, I have. You have? Who is it?
Who is it?
You.
Kidding aside, the choice is crucial to Biden's campaign. A source familiar with the process tells NBC News, Senator Kamala Harris and former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice are in the final round of consideration, as well as Senators Elizabeth Warren and Tammy Duckworth.
Every one of the women we've interviewed is qualified. And I've narrowed it down.
This is critical, and I'll tell you why. Biden is like 85% senile. You got to think 100% is coming about a year and a half in. So we're looking probably at the 2021-ish president right here. So this is key. I think it'll go to Harris. That's who the odds say it will.
Let's do this. Hold on. CNN has a final VP rankings. They've got like their depth chart, their power rankings. Pete, you want to know what the power ranking is?
Yeah.
We got our top five here. All right. I could have put together a list of Hartzell. What am I doing? I'm slipping. At number five, drum roll, Karen Bass.
Ooh.
Karen Bass out of California. Tammy Duckworth out of Illinois. She's
what is this? Senator just all animal names? First you get the Bass, now Duckworth.
Well, let's see what you can do with this one. Gretchen Whitmer. What can you do with that one?
Nothing.
She is the governor out of Michigan. She's number three in CNN's depth chart. Number two, your runner-up on the CNN Power Rankings, Susan Rice, who was part of the Obama administration. She was the UN ambassador, and I believe was she did something with national security too, right? And number one, according to CNN, you go ahead and take this one to the bank as Joe Biden's potential VP, Kamala Harris, senator out of California.
Beautiful.
So we'll see. It is that time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the political year. I love this stuff.
I mean, it's awesome. This is going to be the first woman president. I'm telling you, Joe Biden is not, he's not suitable. I mean, everyone wanted to talk about how Trump was out of shape and sickly. And so has anyone listened to Biden talk for more than 5 minutes? You're looking at the first woman president. So congratulations to Ms. Harris. Mrs. Harris? I don't even know. Whatever it is.
Well, it could be VP Harris. So just stick with that. Stick with that from here on out. Simon Cowell. When was the last time you heard Simon's name? Simon.
H-E-T. America's Got Talent. Hitting that golden button.
Look at my man. Pop culture swing over here. Simon Cowell. He is, he's seen better days. I guess he would give himself not the best critiques on his performance this weekend. He was in a bit of a bike crash.
Scary, not funny.
I thought it was very wimpy.
Creepy.
I mean, it was just awful.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Slightly disturbing.
I hated it.
All those things could describe Simon's performance after he had a bit of a tussle with his bike. The America's Got Talent judge, Simon Cowell, undergoes surgery, breaking his back in several spots.
No.
He fell off on Saturday, the 60-year-old entertainment mogul. 60. I did not know that either. That was a surprise for me. 60-year-old Simon Cowell.
He looks great. If I look like he does at 60,
right? He was testing a new electric bike in the courtyard of his home in Malibu.
It's electric.
Nice. He was taken to the hospital where he was operated. He was operated overnight. It was a big deal, apparently. I guess he was held for observation, but he's fine. He's fine. But
apparently, he landed on the golden button, and it was lodged in his back. They had to extract that. Luckily, they didn't hit the sides of him, but they were able to operate successfully. And congratulations to the doctors.
Yeah, I'm happy the doctors didn't say when they saw the surgery. They said, "Yeah, you know, it's a no from me, dog." I'm happy that you're able to say no. Let's do this, dog.
You're happy the surgeon wasn't Randy Jackson. That's understandable.
Oh, we got a couple more, Pete. I got two more to be exact. And the rehab, did I say couple two.
I like that. Couple two.
Mike Tyson and sharks. What else can you ask for?
You all right, mate? Oh. It's definitely not encouraging to see a first-time shark diver in chainmail about to get in with sharks throwing his guts up. If he throws up inside his full face mask, he's not experienced enough to know what to do, and he could panic, he could drown in his own vomit. That would be a terrible way to go.
A rough way to go out. Well, that was Mike Tyson. He apparently got a little sick. You know, he's doing a bunch of stuff for Shark Week. It's like the Mike Tyson rehab tour continues. His career rehab is just, man, that
the
guy.
Pigeon man.
He's a new person, apparently. Like, he is now America's sweetheart, is Mike Tyson. And everyone loves a good Shark Week. He is doing all kinds of stuff for the Discovery Week, Discovery Channel's week. And he was filmed recently, some outtakes of him throwing up a little bit on that boat. Maybe not the best place for Mike Tyson. Maybe he should
yak the yak. Don't talk back. You know what I'm saying? How about that?
Let's wrap it up with this.
Principal Lee's students are heading back to school this month with in-school and remote learning. But before they return, He wanted them to see this.
Can't touch this. Every time you see me, Dr. Lee is sanitized. I'm gonna keep my hand clean, cause the cases are on the rise. Now why would I ever stop doing this while others getting ill? I don't wanna be sick.
Tonight, Principal Lee telling us why he did it.
We wanted to send out the message to our students to get them excited about coming back to school, but we also wanted to incorporate many of the guidelines from the CDC that we're incorporating here on campus to help ensure their safety.
Yo, I told you.
You can't touch this.
Why are y'all standing so close? Back up.
Maybe the best part about all this, because I've seen this guy now a few different times this weekend, I think maybe the best part about this story is that he legitimately, this is Dr. Quentin Lee, he legitimately thinks he did a good job on this. Like, if you listen to his interviews, my guy is flexing. Like, this isn't just a parody, ha, ha, ha. He's like, oh, no, I'm pretty good at this. I kind of have a talent to, you know, write lyrics. I put this together in, like, 20 minutes. Like, he's very proud of his performance. And if I'm being honest with you, hey, not bad. Not bad. I've heard your freestyles on Friday. Maybe you guys can collaborate. Maybe put a thing together. I don't know.
Nope.
Not a fan.
Pass. Not to just go back to the last segment right away, but that is indeed a no for me.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter! Happy Monday! Take me to sports!
Sports.
Welcome into sports. What a time. It's a great time for sporting competition. Everything's back. Like, coronavirus never happened. There's just no fans. NHL going along. You have the NBA going along. Golf, MLB, NFL starting to get in swing. It's what a time to be alive. We talked about how the Royals needed to turn it around, and miraculously, they did. How did Hunter Dozier's first at bat since testing positive for COVID-19 go?
And look what he does. Goes to the opposite field. In comes Merrifield. In comes Soler. Welcome back, Hunter Dozier.
And they say you need to wear masks. The COVID return for Dozier. Apparently, I mean, this guy's got COVID, and look at him. He's got the two-run single as Royals beat the Twins 4-2, sweeping the Twins. Who won the division last year? That's four wins in a row, and all of a sudden the Royals are back in it. They just have to win series now. If they can just start winning a couple series here, you don't need to win every single game like they did all weekend, which is unbelievable. I didn't see it coming. They have a day off Monday before heading to Cincinnati on Tuesday. Then it's Minnesota again for four games in Minnesota. For the Royals hitting the Cincinnati, they have a Dixon. I don't know if – no, it's not Dixon's chili. There's a chili – on pasta, that is the Cincinnati dish of choice. That is their specialty.
Okay.
I've had it. I got stuck in Cincinnati once, and I'd had to go to get the chili, and it was awful. So there you go. Keep that in mind. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and company, the Chiefs, they spoke on Sunday. Hartzell, you will enjoy this. As we mentioned before on this program, Patrick Mahomes, Tyrann Mathieu, they are new advocates of something we call voter registration.
Yeah, I mean, my advice is that first, find as much information from whoever you think the best person is to find information from. Get as much information on it. Make sure you're following the steps the right way. And then once, kind of in my scenario, once you do go out there and you do what you think you're registered and however you were taught and however you kind of went through the steps, to make sure you check on that and make sure that everything's is done the right way. And then I would say after that, spread the information. I mean, spread the word around. Make sure you can get as many people registered as possible, because that's how people can show their voice in this nation.
Mahomes also said that
That's my quarterback, baby.
He apparently also said, if I can throw a pass with the left hand, you can go and vote. He was adamant about that.
I love it.
I just made that last part up. Sammy Watkins also talked. He is feeling better about being a Chief.
Very important to stay here. I think for what we did and winning the Super Bowl and the type of team and coaches we have, organization, why wouldn't I stay? You know what I mean? I'm a guy that's been in the league now going on 7 years, and I've been on teams where I was not so good, and we weren't winning. So my job was to really stay focused and, you know, be on a team to where we got well-established quarterback, well-established team, and coaches, organization. And I think the fun is in the winning more than anything.
Sammy taking a complete 180 to his words in the offseason and that very popular Bleacher Report article where he wanted the ball more, wanted to be the guy. Now he's back in Kansas City and is back to being Mr. Team. So good on Sammy Watkins for coming around there. Tyreek Hill, Hartsley, you mentioned this before we got on the air. Tyreek Hill beat Mecole Hardman in a race, which I hope is the final race because football has nothing to do with racing, but a lot of people enjoy it. I know the Chiefs have two fast guys, so they did look to be a 40-yarder. And Tyreek Hill, of course, beat Mecole Hardman because no one is faster than Tyreek in the NFL, including Mecole. Mecole, in his own right, is fast, though. Believe it or not, Chiefs-Texans happens 1 month from tonight. So 1 month warning for the NFL season, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Chiefs-Texans.
You ready? How you feeling about it?
Bad.
Are you set?
Look, no.
That's my question.
I'm already tired. Clemson's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, he launched the hashtag We Want to Play movement. This comes as Power 5 conferences begin to tease cancellation of football in the fall. And he had an interesting point. He said, people are just as much, if not more, at risk if we don't play. Players will be sent home to their communities where social distancing is highly unlikely, and medical care and expenses will be placed on families if they were to contract COVID. Not to mention, the players coming from situations that are not good for them or the future have to go back to that. Football is a safe haven for so many people. We are more likely to get the virus in everyday life than playing football. Having a season also incentivizes players for being safe, taking all the right precautions to try to avoid contracting COVID because the season is teammates. Trevor Lawrence, the college quarterback, Clemson quarterback.
Without the season, Trevor needs to go back to class.
As we've seen already, people will not social distance or wear masks or take the proper precautions. It actually does bring up a decent point. In the sense that, like, if you go back to football, you'll be at least be getting tests regularly. If Kansas City is any indication, which Fauci floated over the weekend as a hot spot, you'd actually be better off going to play college football wherever you go to college and being around the doctors than being in this community that has COVID running around. I don't know.
Well, how about this? How about the athletes who are part of the programs? Like, hey, that's part of the thing. If you are a student athlete, all right? Maybe one of the perks that comes with it is that you do get tested a lot, all right? That is one of the things about, like, we yell about 45 for being president because he gets tested every day, all right? Well, if we're going to let these students get tested every day, that's great, but we don't have to also make them play if it's not ready to have them be played, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to say, hey, let's keep these kids safe on campus amongst their team where they can still do all those things safely, but we don't have to play right now is where I'm at. I guess that's my soapbox. Sorry, Pete. This kid sounds like an idiot, though. He sounds like a fool.
He's probably going to be in the number one pick in the draft if they play or not.
Well, I'll go f*** myself.
So let's keep that in mind. But there you go. I think the college football players, they all are taking a stand, and they're trying their best, their absolute best to try to play here. I think a lot of these college kids are coming up in their NFL careers where this is a very important year for them, and they're a little bit worried about not being able to get on the field, and you can understand why. So for some of these guys, this is, you know, their livelihood, and this is what they want to do for a living. And the NFL scouts, to pull the curtain back a little bit, they need to have this season. It's rare for scouts to be looking 2 years ahead. I mean, their job is to prepare for the NFL draft, and there's so much that goes into that current draft. And yes, you do start to make reports about guys who might be coming out next year, but hard to tell unless they have a season. So we'll see how the NFL draft even works. Anyway, so there you go.
This may not be good for us because, you know, we speculate about things we know nothing about, but in this situation, maybe we don't need to have everybody's opinion on their thoughts on the coronavirus. I don't know. Again, that doesn't do well for us because, you know, why should us?
I don't think you could have football if, like, some classes aren't in session. I don't agree with that. But if class is a full go, I don't know. To me, it seems a little bit silly to cancel the football season if the players are willing to play, you know? I don't know. But again,
well, they don't have a union. It's one thing if it's like pros, but like we're talking kids now. You know what I mean? Like they're not getting paid for this. Nobody's, you know, I mean, anyway, it's
no class, no football. That's how I say
it. That works for me.
PGA Tour, Colin Morikawa won his first major tournament on Sunday, picking up the victory at the PGA Championship. He held off Paul Casey, Bryson DeChambeau, and a whole list of others. So congratulations to Mr. Colin. And that wraps up your sports.
Woo! What a sports.
I have some early week events for you to wrap up our program here today.
Can I ask you something real quick? I just saw this. I'm just scrolling on my feed right now. And this is kind of sports related because it involves chicken wings. Did you see this, Pete? Taco Bell might be selling chicken wings?
I did see that. And yeah. Nobody needs to know about that. As a matter of fact, I think it hurts people's days to know about that. So I would apologize on behalf of Hartzell for letting you know that.
That's how
you live. So a lot of people think Buffalo is the chicken wing capital of the world. It actually is your city, Kansas City, because the Peanut has the best wings that I've ever had. I've had Buffalo wings in Buffalo. I've had wings in New York City. Nothing is better than the Peanut. And let me not detract you. Do not go to the Peanut in Mission. That is different owners than the original Peanut. You need to go, if you want the legit wings, it's Main Street or downtown. No offense to the Mission Peanut, but the wings are just not as good. And
Send your hate tweets to @PGSween on all social media platforms.
The environment is good. I mean, the TVs are great. The surround is good. Very clean. But look, the wings are not as good at the Mission one. They're still pretty good, but they're not as good. Anyway, Main Street and downtown Peanut for the best wings in the world. All right, boom. Here we go. Events. The Shawshank Redemption tonight, Monday, August 10th, the Screenland Armor Drive-In. Watch the Shawshank Redemption. You can watch two imprisoned men bond over a number of years, finding solace and eventual redemption through acts of common decency. So if you're looking for a movie to watch on this Monday night, you have one now. Here you go, Hartzell. Drive-In open mic, Barrel of the Bottoms. They do it every week. Hello, Honey Bunnies. The Barrel is back with a CDC-recommended comedy show, a PA system, FM transmuter, parking lot, and some of the best and worst comics in Kansas City. So there you go, Barrel of the Bottoms. I don't even know where that is. So figure that out and head over there.
Ayo!
Trivia night of chicken and pickle tonight. So if you want to get some pickleball in and some trivia, go on.
Chicken and Pickle should just have their own events portion of this show because they got something every single day.
Well, gets people in. Give back night tomorrow, Chicken and Pickle, 6 p.m. Between 6 and 8 p.m., 10% of all purchases will go back to the KC Kansas Angels. How about that, C&P?
I love
free free COVID testing if you got a cough or something. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Fairmount Community Center. So if you want to get tested for COVID, head on over there. Worlds of Fun is having a blood drive tomorrow at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you head on over to Worlds of Fun, they will take your blood. Royals watch parties continue
don't
now.
Don't tease me, Pete. Don't tease me like that.
Kansas City Live Lock tomorrow at 6 p.m. is your next Royals game. They're, again, playing the Cincinnati Reds. Trying to keep the winning streak going. They're at 4 wins, trying to get to that 5th win. If you go to Kansas City Live Block, they have a better chance at winning. So head on over there.
Have you gotten any of the watch parties yet?
No. My home is fine to watch the game.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, Pete. Pete doesn't want to be amongst the peasants at Power and Light, does he? Okay, this guy. No. Elitist swing.
Fridge full of Modelo. And the price is right. Lenexa Farmers Market, that happens at 9 a.m. tomorrow. What I've discovered is there's farmers markets seemingly every day. So if you need cheaper food, head on, go. Speaking of free food, Farmers to Families Food Box event, 1111 West Pacific Avenue, 9 a.m. tomorrow. No paperwork necessary. Farmers will just hand you a box of food.
I like that.
Hartzell likes that. And then if you are a bartender, industry night with DJ Ames at Parlor KC Mo. So if you're a bartender and you're looking for 50% off your drinks, just prove that you work at a bar and you can go to Parlor and get some better chicken wings and you would find the Taco Bell with 50% off. So there you go. That is your Monday, Tuesday events in Kansas City.
Hey!
Wow. And that's a show.
Peter C. Sweeney, the C stands for Come On Sweeney. Hey, come on Sweeney. You like that?
Hey, come on Sweeney. Hey, hey, go Sweeney.
What are your plans the rest of today and or tomorrow? Up until I see you on Wednesday.
Mailing it in. Always just trying to mail it in the best I can.
Much like his ballot, he's going to be mailing it in.
That's right.
The season, mailing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Any Chiefs thing on the horizon? Any press conferences you got coming up?
Things pick up toward the end of this week. We get into a regular training camp schedule. So I'm dreading that, of course. But hey, look, that's par for the course. This is what I signed up for. Woo! Let's do it.
Oh, right, my man. See, now I got you fired up, huh? So yeah. I was the one that was a little bit excited earlier, and now you've worked yourself up into a frenzy. My man. My
Party
man.
Time.
Woo!
Good to Give be me a back.
Letter. Let's L. get out of here. L. L. Peter. Peter.
Latter-day Saints. How about that? What? What's wrong with that?
I love it. Peter L. Sweeney. The L stands for later. We going to see you later on this your KC Morning Show. Peter, say goodbye, brother.
Goodbye.